Hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Yes, you. You can get there. You can grind and you can shine and you can build multiple streams of income. You can create passive income. And yes, you too can get to the $1 million net worth status. Let me tell you, I am so happy today. Now, 5 minutes ago, I was in tears because I have perhaps the single most influential person in my financial life. And you've heard me talk about him quite a bit. Everybody who knows me knows that I have talked about Grandma B since day one. I was born and raised in Chicago. As a matter of fact, my grandmother was 75 years old, cleaning homes for wealthy people, putting me through college. She taught me to go to school, get a good education, get a good job, go to church on Sunday, wear clean underwear in case you get hit by a bus. Everybody's heard me tell that story, right? And so as soon as I tell that story and how I started off with my finances being crazy, going off to college, getting 50 million credit cards, couldn't pay anybody. And then I go through that life change that I had. I then tell you that Sandy Bakken, I met and heard or listened to or bought a tape or went to a workshop or a convention 12 years ago in 2008, my godmother, Diane Holder, who is a Chicago public school teacher, she said, Lynn, you know, and at that point, I had been a radio show personality. I had been an executive for J.P. Morgan Chase. I had helped people all over the country and maybe even some other parts of the world achieve the dream of home ownership. I helped a lady with 4 bankruptcies and 2 foreclosures overcome her credit issues. She got into a house with a very low interest rate, very low down payment. She became a successful real estate investor. So I'm helping all these people. And she said, Lynn, you're good at finances. She said, but when you hear Sandy Bakken, you are going to be unstoppable. And I thought, you know, just how kids are. She's like a mom to me. I'm thinking, yeah. Like, what could he know? Oh, boy. I sat and I heard Sandy Bakken speak, and the first thing I heard that made my ears perk up was about my children. Now, let me just tell you my issue with children. So my grandmother had 17 brothers and sisters. She was like the oldest. She had to, you know, basically raise them all. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I had 17 kids, everybody wouldn't eat every day. I'd have a Monday, Wednesday group and a Tuesday, Thursday group. And on your day off, you'd have to fast, pray, or steal. Because how are you going to feed 17 people every day? It's just too much. But I heard from Sandy Bakken that you could hire your kids to work in your home-based business. You could pay each child a salary. That salary becomes a tax write-off to you. And now they can buy all their own things. And let me tell you, I became a Sandy Bakkenette. I think we're going to start a little a singing group, the Bakkenette. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce I really don't feel like I'm introducing Sandy to anybody, because like I said, if you know me, you've heard me mention Sandy Bakken. But let me formally introduce Sandy Bakken to the Millionaires Roundtable. Good morning, Mr. Bakken. How are you?
Good morning, Lynn. Boy, I hope I'll be on tune with all those other singers.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Mr. Bakken, for being here. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. I know we have so many questions, so I'm not going to waste a whole lot of our time. I'm going to bring on perhaps, you know, Gladys Knight and the Pips. So maybe I'm Gladys Knight and then Jake is the Pip. Or at least one of them. Jake Randall is the president of TaxBot, and not only has Sandy Bakken empowered and changed my life by providing me with access or even just the knowledge that I needed, not only a financial education, but specifically a tax education, well, then Mr. Jake Randall has taken the bull by the horn and is the president of TaxBot, which helps us stay organized and just stay informed. So I would like to welcome Mr. Jake Randall to the show as well. Good morning, Jake. How are you?
I'm doing great, Lynn. Thanks for having us both on. It's an honor.
Oh my God. Okay. So I feel like it's Christmas, you know. So let me just give you both just a very brief overview of my perspective about taxes and business. First of all, everything is business. My motto in life is when you're about to spend money, If it's not tax write-off, don't spend it. That, like, almost 150,000% of the time. Now, I had a little trouble with that because I was trying to figure out how I was not going to give my mother this birthday present. I was like, okay, if you ask to hire her, that's probably going to be a problem. But for the most part, everything is business. If you take a trip, it's business. If you have a meal, you discuss business. You hire your kids in business when you, you know. So people have heard me talk about this. People have heard me say this, but I think it's such a it's almost like it's too good to be true. Okay, it's almost like it's too good to be true. So, Mr. Bakken, can you tell us, just, you know, we've got about 2.5 minutes or 3.5 minutes in this first segment. Just give us something that we can use to get those who have never understood the tax system and how it works. What can the average person do, especially during these times when the stimulus checks, are disappearing, the unemployment is gone, and folks are trying to figure out what they can do to change their financial lives?
Yeah, it's a really good question. You know, what's interesting is that most people don't really understand and grasp it. We have two tax systems in this country. And when I say that, I always have people say, oh, sure, sir, one for rich and one for poor. That is not true. That's a myth. There's one to make you rich, and there's one to take your wealth, basically. The one to take your wealth are those who are employees. If you're working for a company, you are not working for the ones to build up wealth. In fact, now all these companies have trouble, you're the first one to go.
Yeah.
But the one to make you rich are the being self-employed. Because if you are self-employed in your business, you can write off things your employees can dream of. You can write off part of your house as a business expense, your spouse, the equivalent of your kids' education and weddings, as you learn about hiring your kids. You can set up a pension plan that makes any government plan look small by comparison. You can write off your medical expense as a business expense, medical and dental. I've done that myself many times if you do it right with a self-insured medical plan. I mean, go on and on. The tax benefits of being self-employed are so much more. And especially under the new tax reform bill that was passed, where effectively you can eliminate, you can actually ignore 20% of your net income and not have to pay tax on it. You don't get that as an employee. So being self-employed is absolutely critical, and there is no better way to save money in taxes than being self-employed. None.
Wow. Jake, you know, creating TaxBot was definitely game-changing because I started studying when we had, you know, sheets of paper and I had to write my mileage, I had to write my meals, I had to, you know, and I was a math major in college, so I'm an organized kind of writing person anyway, so that wasn't a problem for me. But with all of these tax write-offs, because, and I have to get back to Mr. Bakken, especially on being able to write off medical, dental expenses, those kind of things, how does TaxBot help to support this new change, being self-employed and being able to write off all of our expenses?
Yeah, so I mean, I had the same experience with you that you did. When I met Sandy, like, and I started learning from him, my mind just blew up, okay? And so, but I realized, and I actually really quickly, we started working together to try to get this information out to more people, but I really quickly learned that Sandy was saying, he would tell you this amazing, mind-blowing, tax-saving secret, and then he'd say, but then here's what you gotta track. You know, you gotta make sure you track this, this, and this,
yeah,
and you stay bullet against the IRS. And then he also mentioned, we ran some numbers actually on this after, but the IRS last year won like 88% of audits. And the
wow.
Only reason they won was because people did not have the documentation that they needed. Receipts, mileage log, things like that. Simple stuff, but they just didn't have it organized. And that's really why Sandy and I started partnering on TaxBot and putting this together. We took his concepts and all of his knowledge and we distilled it down to software that was easy to use. So you don't have to worry about an audit, because everybody, when you say, Sandy always has a joke, I'm going to steal your thunder, Sandy, but he says, when you put the IRS together, it spells theirs.
And right. Wow. Oh, and, my God. And I need it to be mine.
Everybody steals my stuff.
Wow, wow, wow. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com or call 888-LYNN-123 extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123 extension 5 for more details.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And you just heard it from this. So Sandy Bakken, let me just be very clear. James Brown is the godfather of soul. Sandy Bakken is the godfather of taxes. Okay, that's just how it is to me, and that's how it's going to be to the world, because that's what we just said here on the Millionaires Roundtable, and that makes it. And Jake and I are kind of like the Bakkenettes, right? That's kind of how it all goes. And we're looking for more Bakkenettes. We're looking for more Bakkenettes, and we use TaxBot. That's our, you know, little tool that we use as Bakkenettes. So I am just so excited. So, I'm going to ask this question. How do we help people get educated about taxes and avoid the disbelief that they're they go to their tax preparers and their tax preparers say, you can't do that. You can't hire your kids. You can't, like, I can't tell you the number of people. And that's really why I started going back into personal financial coaching. So at Wealth University, my students can take classes on everything that you don't teach through the TaxBot Midas program, but I, in a way, I get them ready. But the number one thing that I hear is when they go to their tax preparer says, you can't do any of this. How do we counter that?
Well, there's a lot of ways. First of all, we need to understand the tax system, the way the accounting system is geared. It's really geared against the average person. That's the first thing I want to make a point of. When, you know, accountants, an average accountant probably does somewhere between 300 and 500 tax returns for their clients. Now, when do they do these tax returns? They don't start on January 1st. They start around March, because that's they have to get all the information from the government before you can actually start the return. Now, normally things are due in April 15th. This year it's July 15th, but normally you have until April 15th. Now, if you take 300 tax returns, I'll take the small number, okay, the smallest number, divide by all those days, assuming you do, you know, 7 tax returns a day, that leaves you about 2 hours to do a tax return. That's it.
Wow.
And even worse than that, that's when people come in with all their questions, their tax questions, financial questions. There's no way that we accountants have the time or ability to be able to deal with this during tax season, which is when everybody comes in and asks. So the first thing people need to understand is if you're going to be asking your accountant questions, it's got to be done before tax season or after tax season, not from January to April 15th. I can't emphasize that enough. Okay, now, how do we find out the information? The information's there. There are different types of information. Probably the best way is we have a whole package which deals with education, which deals with our tax spot, which deals with coaching, and a whole bunch of stuff called the Midas Initiative that we provide, or a whole wide variety of things, including accountants that will meet with you, and a wide variety of things, including all kinds of videos and many, many, many more things. In addition, there's a lot of really good books out there, but I may do an obvious plug here. I have a book that's very underappreciated, and there's two books, actually. One is my book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time. Amazon bestseller. You got it.
I'm a true blue. Uh-huh.
There's a lot in here. But the other one, which is really underappreciated, I think it's actually the better of the two, is called Achieve Financial Freedom Big Time, where I wrote about financial topics and about how to get out of debt and power yourself out of debt and what kind of thing, and many, many other things, some of the scams that go on in this country, what kind of reserve you should have, and why a reserve should be the very first thing you do in any investment, and on and on. I mean, I have a whole bunch of stuff in here, which I highly recommend. But that's how you maximize the material. Get my book, my materials, and go on TaxBot, use TaxBot, get the TaxBot Midas Initiative, participate in the coaching, participate asking the people. I mean, it's all people here in the United States. You don't have to call Pakistan or India and find out. You know, can't reach them. It's all people right here. All our customer service is right here. I mean, it's a tremendous, tremendous value for people that should get that information.
Yeah.
And you get one idea in taxes or finance that you didn't know about, that could be worth thousands.
Elaine, can I chime in as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Jump right in.
Yeah. So Sandy and I talk about this all the time. You know, there are certainly a level of accountant where, like, for example, you go to your traditional brick and mortar, I won't name names, well, I will. I'll just say, like, you know, you go to an HR Block, right? Or something like, it's usually in a strip mall or something. The reality is that only about 5% of the returns that they do at that type of establishment are business returns. And most of the people, if business taxes are very different than sort of a churn and, like, you can put a lot of people through individual taxes really quick. It's pretty simple. But businesses, it's so different and so complex. The first thing, mistake that most people make is they go to somebody who is not a business accountant, right?
Yeah.
If your accountant doesn't, the majority of the tax returns are not business returns, you probably need to find a different accountant.
Okay.
So realize that there's kind of like this, you know, there's the individual like retail.
Yeah.
Stocks, then there's like this middle level of, you know, a lot of times it's mom and pop shops, but or professional accounting firms, small professional accounting firms that really focus on businesses. And then you got the big regional firms, and they don't want the small businesses; they're looking for the big businesses.
Yeah.
So you got that sort of mid-tier accounting firm, and you can find a ton of really, really good accountants. Sandy has actually a really. Most of them will ask them if they know Sandy Botkin is, and if they do, then you're probably on the right track, but. You want to make sure that you find that right accountant because, as Sandy said, it not only is the industry crazy, like the way that it's set up, but, you know, a lot of times, even the bigger firms, they're not focused on the small business taxation.
Wow.
Let me add one more thing.
Yeah.
Jake did something. We tried an experiment that it's really an interesting experiment. We started trying, and this experiment didn't get out, and I think we should need to promote this more. Jake had me.
Get better every day intentionally with Lens List member attorney Serena Williams. Whether you need a business coach, an estate plan, a family mediator, or an annual legal checkup, attorney Serena Williams can help you move past your business and financial doubts and get better every day intentionally. You can find attorney Williams on Lens List at www.lenmillionaire.com. That's www.lenmillionaire.com or by calling 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And if you have ever wondered how you were going to get to the next level financially, if you have been scratching your head trying to figure it out, as a matter of fact, if you did what I did, which is I went to school, I got a degree, I found a great career, and I was making more money in one paycheck than my grandmother who cleaned homes for wealthy people, I made more money in one check than she made all year. And when I got that first check, and I was ready for that check, because now, remember, I was living check to Monday back then. So even though I had money, I never had any. I always spent more money than I had. And so I had to not only learn the tax game, but I had to learn how to basically honor mathematics. 1 + 1 = 2. If your stuff adds up to 10, you're going to be in trouble. But here I am with my first $20,000 check. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, after taxes, I'm probably going to get about $17,000. I was willing to settle for $16,000 because when I got a $10,000 commission and I was married with three children, filing as head of household and whatever it is I was doing, I was able to married filing jointly. So I was able to get about $8,500 net. So, you know, I'm assuming this $20,000 commission, we're going to carry on the mathematical trend. Let me tell you, I got the check. It was $9,000. I almost passed out right there in the office. I will never forget the day. I got dizzy. And then I thought, girl, you cannot die today, okay? I was like, you're right, because you need your money. So I went in my office and I called the IRS. And people said, well, Lynn, why did you call the IRS? I said, because they had my money. Who else you going to call? Calling the HR people, the HR people did not have my money. I was looking at my check. FICA them had it. So I said, let me call FICA them because they got too much of my money. So I was on the phone, and it's so, you know, it's crazy when you're crazy because I didn't even know who to ask for. I just got on the phone, and when they picked up the phone, I just started talking. And they said, okay, we're going to put you on with a withholding agent. I said, great. I didn't even know such a person existed. There's a job for that? Oh, wonderful. So I'm one step closer to my money. So I waited, and a withholding agent came on, and the person asked me a few questions, and I was like, yeah. And then they kept asking questions, and they kept asking questions. And I was like, okay, this doesn't sound good. So they came back. They put me on hold, came back, and the withholding agent had a calculation that was only 2 pennies different from my check, which meant my check was accurate. And I will say I was devastated. I felt as if, you know, I grew up watching the Brady Bunch, and, you know, I felt like the whole world was just a big lie because I did not conceive of coming out of the projects, going to one of the world's greatest academic institutions, having a great career, and making more money and actually getting less. It felt unfair. And I know, Sandy and Jake, that so many people feel that right now today. How can they begin to break that cycle?
You know, it's funny you say this. When I wrote my book, you know, Chief Financial Freedom Big Time, let me give you a couple of statistics, because it's shocking. The average net worth of somebody under 25 is $1,400. 25 to 34 is $8,500. 35 to 44 is $51,000. The average American family has $3,800 in the bank. 40% don't save for retirement. 50% of the people who get, this is the thing that really bugs me, who get 401k matching don't put in enough to get the full matching. That's free money. Wow. I go on and on. I see this all the time, Lynn, when I was a practicing accountant. I'm a CPA and a tax attorney, all right? And I took clients at one point or another. I see people who make about the same kind of money, living in the same neighborhood. One lives, and they have the same kind of house. One lives like a king, takes vacations, does very, very well, doesn't seem to have a problem. One can't figure out where the next dime is coming from because they learned to plug their tax holes. That's
wow.
Really what they did. You know, taxes, people don't realize how big taxes are. What you pay in taxes exceeds what you pay for food, clothing, lodging, and transportation combined.
Wow.
So it seems to me making an effort to reduce those seems very worthwhile. Yet more people spend more time on fighting over a $50 credit card charge than doing what they can to reduce the taxes. It's totally insane. It never made any sense to me. But that's what happens in life. By the way, you asked a question that I wanted to address. Now, unlike other people in the media, the guests try to avoid the question. I like to hit the question on the nail. You said, what happens if I have an accountant that doesn't say, you can't do this? Well, here's your answer. In all our material, whether it's with our tax spot Midas, whether it's our video vaults, or my book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time, all the footnotes are annotated, which means the Internal Revenue Code regulations and rulings support every single thing I say.
Yeah.
I don't say anything if I can't back it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even those statistics I gave you, I can give you the backup of where I got that from.
Oh, absolutely.
So I just, you understand that.
Yeah, I was on, and Jake, I want you to jump in here too. I was on a televised series that aired on YouTube earlier this year. And it was myself, Lynn Richardson, who is a tax nothing. Okay. I'm a bacchanet. That's my tax certification. You got CPA, C-Techs, tax professionals, and bacchanets. I'm a bacchanet and a tax bot head. Okay. I'm a tax bot head too. Right. I was sitting there with a corporate CPA and a C-Tech, who's a specialized tax professional in the state of California, and neither of them had ever heard of hiring your kids to work in a home-based business. When I teach, I literally had to pull out IRS Publication 15. I had to show it to them right on set. And of course, from there, I had everyone's attention, and they asked me 50,000 questions, and I sent them right back to the tax code. What's the benefit, Jake, of getting tax coaching? Because I think people say, well, if I'm going to save money on taxes, then I'm going to spend it on getting coached, or I'm going to spend it on an accountant. And I don't think they really understand the benefit of getting the coaching so that you can save way more money than you'll ever invest in yourself by getting an education.
Yeah, I remember one time our other partner on TaxBot sat me down when we first met, and he took a $100 bill out and he ripped it in half. And he said, like, government's gonna take half your money in your life. Then he ripped it in half again and he said, then you're gonna pay for debt service and you're gonna probably live on 20% of your income unless you figure out how to do something different. And then he introduced me to Sandy, okay? And showed me that, you know, if you are able to lower your taxes, it just frees up. It's more about how much money you keep than it is about how much money you earn.
Yeah.
Right? Would you rather earn $2 million and end up with $1 million, or would you rather earn $1.25 million and keep it all? Right?
Yeah.
And we actually did Sandy and I did this very, very conservatively. We took somebody making $100,000 as a W-2 and somebody making $100,000 as a self-employed person. And the person who was self-employed paid half as much tax as the person, the W-2 person.
And really, half. Potential. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Okay. That's it. What is an extra? In that scenario, it was $15,000 difference. In that scenario, what does $15,000 do for most people a year, right?
Oh, my goodness.
I never understood why people don't start side businesses to try and get them developed. Instead, they work overtime. They work extra time. They put up with a boss that is spelled backwards, double S-O-B.
Oh, my goodness.
They get nothing for that.
I love you so much. See, this is why I love you.
It's true. I mean, I really don't get it. I mean, people, you know, I said to my wife, Lori, it's not that I'm so smart. I'm really not. It's just that there's so many dumb people around me that they make me look smart.
Oh, my God. I just love you so much. You say everything I can't say. I love it. I love it.
You know, I'm 70 years old. I'm kind of cantankerous, so I kind of say things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let me tell you. You have earned the right to say whatever you want to say. There are no rules. I absolutely positive. Let me tell you, I am clapping and jumping over here, jumping for joy. No, this is great.
Can I jump in with one more thing real quick?
Yeah.
Sandy taught me something that was really, really interesting that I think helps people break through this brain barrier. He said he did this example where he showed me if you have a dollar and you double it every year, every year, then in 20 years you have over $1 million. Okay, not a realistic investment, but
wow,
but really like so, the, but just illustrative, right? So that's not paying any taxes. That's just the straight math.
Yeah.
Okay. If you include a tax rate of 35%. Which is pretty average when you can look at state and all the other things that come out of your paycheck and all earn your money. It ends up being less than $23,000.
Wow.
It's different. $1 million versus $23,000. It is like the fastest way to accumulate wealth is to lower that tax rate.
Let me tell you.
That really makes a point. And by the way, the reason for that is compounding. You're losing all the interest on all the tax money that you're giving the government every single year.
Exactly. Because I always tell people, money will work harder for you than you could ever work for it. So there's a couple of problems with just going to work for someone to become wealthy. Because earned income is taxed the most. You've got the second category of income, portfolio, you know, capital investments or whatever. That's taxed a little bit more favorably, but the area where you get to really get a win-win situation, all with the permission of the IRS, is when you have your own business. You have your own business. I have traveled all over the world tax-free. I haven't spent my own money. My business, I take business trips. I've been to everywhere, Europe, Brazil, you know, South Africa, on business trips. And I get to then sightsee on the weekends and, you know, do those kind of things. So I tell everybody to learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. None of this, well, Lynn, can I go? No. Mm-mm. No. Let me be clear. Learn the rules of the game and then play the game exactly by the rules. Don't try to bend the rules. Don't lie about anything. When you hire your kids, the number one question that I get when I teach and coach on, I do a webinar, hire your kids and get your money back. They say, well, do I actually have to pay them? Help me, Jesus. If you don't pay them, you haven't hired them. Who can you hire and not pay? Anybody who works for you and they're not getting paid is either a volunteer or a slave. And we came out of slavery a long time ago, okay? But people are in modern day slavery with their finances. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. This is WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. And when we come back, we have some callers. We have people who have questions for both Mr. Bakken and my fellow Bakkenet, Jake Randall. We'll be right back. WVON.
Creating generational wealth one family at a time is the mission of Lynn's List member Monica Poland with RE/MAX Synergy. Do you want to buy commercial or residential real estate? Are you a first-time home buyer or investor? Need help with a short sale or property staging? Visit www.linmillionaire.com. That's www.linmillionaire.com to schedule your consultation with Lynn's List member Monica Poland of RE/MAX Synergy.
Hey, now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires, one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And let me tell you why I say that, because I think some people are so far away from anything that remotely looks like financial freedom that you throw in the towel early. Let me tell you, I have been through bankruptcy twice. I went through a Chapter 13 and paid it off, fixed myself, and then here comes the recession of 2008, and I left corporate America and went out on my own, and then the stock market crashed, and I lost pretty much everything. House went under, so I wasn't going to pay more for a house than what it was worth. My home, you know, went, the value went from like $500,000 to about $150,000, and I was not going to pay a $500,000 mortgage. I didn't care how long they modified it. I was never going to do that. Who goes out and pays more money for something? So I've been there, done that, and I've recovered. And now I get to teach other people how to do it. My family, everybody in my household has 700 credit scores. Everybody has money in the bank. I have one daughter who just graduated from Northwestern. I have two younger daughters who are a sophomore and a junior at Howard University. And I live by this motto. You know, a lot of people are broke because you're trying to pay for your kids to go to college and you really can't afford it. And this was my motto in my household. School is free. If you get A's, you go to school for free. If you get C's, you're going to the free school. That's what's going to happen to you. Okay. So my oldest was like a math genius, and you know, she went to Harvard when she was 15. So no problem with her. My middle child, always excellent, you know, student. It was my youngest, the rebel, who said, "So mom, what is the free school exactly?" I said, "Pierce College down the street. That's where you're going." You know, and she's kind of fly and jazzy. So that just wasn't going to work. So she worked her butt off and she got a scholarship to go to college. Now, of course, if you have a business and you can afford to pay your kids, get that tax write off, and then they can pay their own tuition, then do that. And there's so many other things that you can do. So what I love about living your life like a business, because that's what I say, live your life like a business. First of all, you can get TaxBot and TaxBot coaching and all these wonderful things. If you go to http://taxbot.com/AskLynn. All right. http://taxbot.com/AskLynn. I've got a bunch of tools there, including a free book by Mr. Bakken. I think it's 7 tips, and you only pay for shipping and handling. And so there's lots of tools and resources for you to change your life. And all you have to do is make one change at a time. You cannot learn the entire tax code today, which is another mistake. People get in the coaching and they just get anxiety because they want to know everything. You can't know everything. That's the first thing. The second thing is, you're not trying to be a tax preparer, because then they'll say, "Well, Lynn, what percentage of the, I don't know what the percentage is. Just track everything, document all your expenses. And then when you take it to the tax preparer, they know how to go in and do all the coding." So we're just so excited and so thankful to have you, Mr. Bakken, to have you here, Jake. We have a couple of callers. So I think we've got, Yvette is on with us, and Yvette is a member of Wealth University. And let me tell you how serious I am about this, Mr. Bakken. I do not have a consultation with anyone until they watch the Build Your Fortune webinar with you and I. I don't even, because you won't even understand what I'm saying to you if you've not already heard Mr. Bakken say it. And I'm not going to tell you because he already said it, and I may mess up something. So I'm really excited because Yvette is here with us. And if Yvette isn't here with us, do we have Dr. Tiffany James?
Oh. I am here. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Tiffany James. Let me tell you, I love you so much because you hired your kids. And people said you there's a minimum age to hire your kids. And I said, well, Mr. Bakken said that your kid has to be paid a reasonable salary to do a job. And I see infants modeling and I see little children performing. And you hired your kids and they are doing a video promoting, it's an advertisement for your business, and your kids are in it. You are brilliant. You're brilliant.
Thank you.
You're brilliant.
I take your advice. I'm also a member of TechSpot University as well, so I'm trying to take it all in because I claim it. I'm going to be a millionaire next year.
Come on now. So what question do you have? Because you have now. How many times do I say Sandy Bakken in a coaching session? And text back.
She needs to get paid. Every time she says you'll probably be a billionaire by now.
Yeah, you wouldn't even need to save money on your taxes because I say your name so much. So what questions do you have for...
Let me give you a quick tip. Well, one of the most common statement I've ever gotten in my life was, where were you? And I would be a multi-millionaire if I got 10 bucks every time I heard this. Where were you 10 years ago when I needed this information?
Wow. Yeah. When I first heard it, my oldest daughter was 13. It was 2008. My two youngest were 5 and 6 or 6 and 7, whatever their birthday came. And I, back then you could pay each child up to $5,000 a year and it was a tax write off. Now it's $12,400. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just wonderful.
But the work that they put in. But yes,
yeah,
that's correct.
And so my kids were already working for me. They were already packaging books and kits and working my table at speaking engagements, and they were already working. And I was already paying them. That's the other thing. They were already working. I was already paying them. I just didn't know about a Schedule C. I didn't know that that's something I needed to tell anybody and that would make a difference. So it was a big change for me. So Dr. James, what question do you have for Mr. Bakken? We've got about a minute left in this segment.
All right. So Mr. Bakken, I recently started an HRA account with Task and for my employees. So what's your advice on leveraging this account?
When you say leveraging the account, I'm not sure I know what you're talking about. What's your question?
How can I get the most benefit out of this account as a business owner?
Okay. The great thing about the HRA is it's a way of converting what would normally be personal expenses or things that have to exceed a certain threshold, which is high, to business expenses, where you can write off part of you can write it against your income tax, save some Social Security, save some Medicare, a whole bunch of other stuff. So the HRA is really good. I have that myself, to be honest with you. The key is you want to really make sure you keep track of all your spending and what you're using it on. And that includes things like not only mileage to the doctor, but people forget about that. IRS gives you, what is it, 17 cents a mile, I think, if I remember correctly. It includes things like over-the-counter drugs. You always want to get a prescription for anything over-the-counter. Let's say you tell your doctor, gee, I have a headache. Can I get a prescription for it? Anything over-the-counter. And when you get a prescription, you can get anything over-the-counter, from condoms to aspirin to God knows what else. So all that becomes part of the medical, okay? So you want to make sure that you track everything you're spending, so you get that maximum deduction. It's amazing how many people don't do that. They don't keep track of everything. And sometimes you might say, well, I didn't have my HRA, my task card, or I didn't have my debit card with me. No problem. Pay for it individually and just make sure your HRA reimburses you for that expense.
Wow.
And Dr. Tiffany, I would just say, if you got the card, I know Task, they use the card, and that is That is the key right there.
It really is.
Card and you make your life so much easier. That's the way to maximize it. Is just make sure if whoever it is, if you got a spouse or whoever it is that has a card, so we have one for everybody.
Yes, get it for the whole family.
All the documentation done.
Wow. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I think I'm about to hire these people to be on my show every single day. I can't do it. I'm just going to have to try. So you guys, let me tell you, this has been an amazing hour of power on the Millionaires Roundtable. And it's been an amazing time. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.